That was On to Something by Ashley Monroe, one of Caitlin's picks for this Friday Meltdown. And on the line, we have the wonderful Mr. Wolf. Hello, hey. Mr. Wolf. And I believe you have a special guest, special friend with you. Is that correct, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, it's Mr. Tiger.
Oh, very exciting. Mr. Tiger.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Tiger. Oh, this is great. This is a Friday Meltdown first.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, yes.
So, Mr. Wolf and Mr. Tiger, what have you been up to this week? Have there been any good sheep out there or any interesting shows on telly this week? What's been going on?
There's always sheep on the Isle of Wight. It's a farming community. I mean, it's just like supermarket shopping for me, going out looking at the farms, killing the sheep, eating the sheep, enjoying the sheep.
Oh, no. Well, it's a bit unfair, Mr. Wolf. I mean, you don't kill the sheep. That's my job.
Well, I'm either going to eat them alive, am I?
We could work as a team.
Teamwork?
Yes.
Wolf and Tiger, crime busters.
Things are always best done in teams, so I think that works out. But has there been anything interesting, particularly interesting this week for either of you?
Well, I appeared on a poster on Tuesday, and the snooker was on Wednesday. I can't say I've done anything thrilling, though. Yourself, Mr. Wolf?
Well, I honestly can't believe I'm actually sat in a car on the end of Ryde Pier talking to Burst Radio at this present moment in time, and it's raining.
For those listeners slightly unaware, Ryde Pier is off the end of the Isle of Wight.
You sound really camp.
I know. I don't think I can get out of my voice, though. It's just the voice I have.
I always thought tigers were fierce.
We are fierce.
Okay, but someone can be fierce and fabulous. Let's be fair.
Absolutely.
It's more like Leslie Phillips is a tiger.
Yes, but you have to realise, Mr. Wolf, that the voice is hard to manipulate in such a wet day as this. I tell you what, we'll talk about this off air.
if you say so.
I think it's a great conversation.
How's your week been, Alison? Oh, and also a hello to Sarah, Dwayne, and Caitlin.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I think we've had a pretty good week here at Burst Radio. We were just talking about some of the shows that have happened this week, some of the shows that will be coming up tonight. So I didn't know if any of them would pique your interest, but coming up after this at 7 p.m., it'll be Sarah's 60s Rock Show. Does that appeal to either of you, 60s Rock?
I don't mind the Beatles. They're all right.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Beatles. Sarah's a big fan of the Beatles, aren't you, Sarah?
I am. Yep.
Will there be Beatles on the show, or do you not want to give any spoilers?
Not this time.
Oh, Sarah, right. You're letting the Beatles fans down.
Well, you got to build up to it, right?
Yeah,
exactly. You got to build up to it.
What about some psychedelic Pink Floyd?
That's next week, actually.
Well,
next week, Mr. Wolf.
Sounds like it'll be really good. After that, coming up at 8, we'll have a rerun of Caitlin's Country Classics, as we've been talking about, so you can hear some of that. Would that be of interest of any of you?
Well, I do like the classic country, such as Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton. However, Mr. Wolf, you're not such a big fan of country.
Not a great fan of country, Western and country music, although I do love the Blues Brothers.
That's fair. I mean, that's why we have so much on here, right? So it's, you can find something for everyone, or even every wolf or tiger, I think. It's just...
Aww.
Something for every wolf and tiger. That's a great
slogan.
That's quite cute,
isn't it? Yeah.
That should be...
That's the new tagline for the station.
We're getting it on the website as we speak. So then after that, we have a repeat of Kieran's School Run, so that should be well fun. All of those have been super cute.
I'd say that was the, I wouldn't say it's the pick of the day, no. But a strong influence tells me that is worth a listen, because you'll hear tracks such as Muse, Blur, S Club 7, and Busted.
S Club 7?
I find it weird that you're promoting this one particularly high, Mr. Tiger.
My counterpart, Kieran, he's a big fan of many bands, and you'd have to say that Kieran's father did raise him on some questionable music. You also hear in that show some choices such as Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, Betty Wedham ruined it and bought Hearsay.
I would say that Mr. Tiger... Mr. Wolf, you're really ruining this segment of the show.
We'll be talking about steps next.
Oh, let's not go there.
Oh.
What's on after that?
That would be a tragedy.
Please.
After that, we have a repeat of Street Knowledge, again with Kieran. Don't know if you have any thoughts about that one.
I heard that on Monday night, and I felt that was an Outcast special, if I remember rightly.
Which is great, because we just played Hey Ya by Outcast, one of the many greats.
Fantastic. You'll hear more like that, including hits such as Miss Jackson and B.O.B. later tonight.
I think
you
I might...
sound really, really, really...
I think I'll tune into that. It'll be great. And then lastly, but definitely not least, because obviously I got to get some self-promotion in at midnight, we will have the girl power version of the Midnight Metal Hour. It's going to be great. Are you guys potentially excited about that, hearing some female rockers on the station?
Depends who it is. Are you talking about bands such as Heart?
Could be.
One of the best female guitarists of all time.
That's true. That's true. I believe there will be some... Oh, gosh, I don't want to give too time. Much... I don't want to give too much of...
I'd like to remind you, Mr. Wolf, this is a metal show.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, though. I'm trying to think of, like, who's on there that's good, but it's not going to give one of the really good features away.
Have you got any Evanescence coming up in that show?
There will be something from Evanescence, yes. There will also be
Mr.
something
Wolf
from...
Mr. Wolf is himself. Please, Mr. Wolf, it's not that bad. Okay.
There's something from the new artist called Dorothy. But then we've got some harder stuff from the group, like I Wrestled a Bear once, who has a lead screamer and singer. They do grindcore. They're pretty cool if you like the more hardcore stuff. So yeah, it's just a well-rounded balance of songs.
Well, I myself look forward to hearing that at midnight tonight, Allison.
I think it'll be great. Well, it's been fantastic catching up with you, as always. Is there anything else you want to say before signing off?
Allison?
Yes?
Can you say yogurt, please?
Yogurt. Okay, two things before we close. So last week last time it was the aluminum and aluminium debate. I have looked it up, have confirmed, didn't want to say it on air without confirming it. We do spell it differently in the States, therefore different pronunciation. There was no extra I at the end, therefore aluminum. Whereas here there is the extra I, so it's aluminium. The same is...
How do you spell yogurt?
Y-O-G-U-R-T, so it is spelled differently and pronounced differently.
Well, Mr. Wolf, you give me a funny look, but I think we should let her go on that.
Yeah, I'll give it justice once, but I'm going to look in the dictionary anyway.
It is true. When I'm home next, I'll Instagram a picture of a container of yogurt. I'll get my mum to do it directly from the States. Yogurt.
Excellent.
No age.
And I'll send you a picture of me eating a sheep.
Sounds good. Well, it's always great having you on, Mr. Wolf. Enjoy your weekend. Mr. Tiger, do you have a pick for us since it's your special week?
I would say that being a tiger who is beginning to sound a bit like Jeremy Clarkson here... Without intention, I'd say he would want to listen to something which would get him riled up for a fight, maybe. I would say something like Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
I think that's a great choice.
Wonderful. Mr. Wolf, again, he's not so happy about the pick, but if that's okay, I'd love to hear that.